Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Okay, Hurricanes football on Saturday. We'll be on the air at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 7 o'clock kickoff around the state of Florida at 6 p.m. University of Miami women's volleyball team off to a great start, 5-0. Joining us now, assistant head coach Casey Kreider, as the Canes are 5-0 for the first time since 2017, last time they made the NCAA tournament. So, Casey, thanks for joining us. How about this group of players you've put together?
Man, yeah, thanks so much for having me, and thanks for the opportunity to talk about these young women, because they've been great so far, and I think everybody in the country nobody really know where they stood after the quick turnaround with COVID schedule last year, really early to the spring, and they have been awesome. It's so far so good, and excited for kind of what's coming next couple of weeks.
You had quite a weekend against USF, right? A little bit of adversity, home and home, trailed in the match, and then you were able to respond and come from behind and win.
Yeah, you know, there's even a little bit more to that. We had maybe on Sunday an injury right before the match. I mean, minutes before the match started, and in a position that we were already a little thin, thinking, hey, maybe we can rest this girl or that girl. And so we had to play a girl completely out of position in a spot that's pretty important as an outside hitter. And she hadn't played that position since high school. She's a senior here, so it's been 4 or 5 years, and played there three sets, and as you mentioned, we were down big in two of the sets, and kind of clawed our way back a little bit, and she was great. The coolest part was she killed the last ball of the match, and just kind of a cool story to cap off a really cool weekend, as you mentioned, overcoming some stuff. But yeah, it was a fun weekend, a lot of stress, but obviously you never apologize for winning, and those two matches, especially that one on Sunday, was a lot of fun.
When you have that kind of resiliency on your team, do you think it can have an impact on the rest of the season?
Yeah, I'd like to think so. I think it's certainly a trait that you look for when you recruit, and it's a trait that you try to address. If it's lacking, you try to promote if you see it. So I think absolutely, and we'll see this weekend. It's the first time we get on a plane and fly somewhere, and we got to deal with all these COVID protocols. So that's going to be a new, unique challenge that we haven't dealt with for a while. And we're playing probably the best competition we've played all season so far in Texas State, which is an NCAA tournament team. Alabama's a good team, and we're doing it on the road and in a pretty fun, hostile environment at Texas State. And so I like to think that the resiliency, the grit, whatever you want to call it, is really important. I know this is not a fragile group, and so it just there's always this cautious optimism that follows groups that aren't fragile, because, you know, hey, if it gets hard, we're going to be good and hopefully even better. So, yeah, looking forward, two more weeks of non-conference and then the ACC. I like where we stand, and I don't think we're perfect yet, but that resilience is maybe the backbone of it all, and kind of the backbone of certainly of the optimism.
Alabama's not going to have any of their football players, right? Because I've seen enough of them.
Yeah, we owe them a little revenge, huh? And I think girls were joking this morning. Tough. You know, anytime any football team plays Alabama, it's tough. And we just want to make sure that we can prove, hey, Miami, maybe it wasn't our date on football, but we still like the Canes over Alabama overall. And Saturday will be fun, I think.
When we look at your roster, you do see a nice mix of veteran players and young players. How important is that to have some of that veteran leadership with the young players? And what do you see on your roster in terms of the chemistry between the veterans and the young players?
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head. That's the whole deal, is the chemistry part. And sometimes you get a group of old dogs and some young pups come in, and it's just hard to get them on the same page. And it's hard to promote patience with the older players. And we got lucky, and I wish we could take credit for it. Maybe we just randomly picked good ones, but the old dogs are really, really good mentors and good leaders. And they've done a good job kind of putting their arm around. We got a big group of young people. I think 9 new players, 7 of them freshmen. And the old kids have done a nice job of putting their arm around them, go, hey, we're going to go this way towards some pretty cool stuff and away from any sort of distraction. And it's been huge because we have some really experienced players carrying a heavy load. And then there's these young kids who kind of, they get to fill these niches that are important, but it's comfortable for them. We have an opposite from Turkey who's just been stellar. We have some young players that are filling defensive specialist roles that have been outstanding. A couple of girls made their debut last week and had really nice performances. And I think that all goes back to the idea that when things get hard and we need people to carry heavy loads, the old kids can do it. So the younger kids, you know, that stress isn't overwhelming for them yet. And hopefully next year or even later this season, they'll be able to handle those kinds of loads. But for now, we're really fortunate to have Priscilla Hernandez and Savannah Vaught and Janice Leal being, you know, older, experienced players. They played a lot of matches and a lot of high-level matches. So it just creates a little bit of a safety net behind some of the young kids, which is great.
You also have coming up the Sunshine State Classic hosted in Boca. You're going to play UCF, FAU, Florida Gulf Coast. When you bring the local schools together like that, one, do you feel like there's a little bit of a rivalry? And two, is it important to local recruiting?
Absolutely. On both accounts, absolutely. And we played FIU, and then we played USF, so we played some Florida teams. And there is this kind of interesting, I don't know if it's the most important thing, but this interesting feeling of, hey, we're protecting, you know, the state of Florida for the Canes. And in the eyes of recruits, in the eyes of the rest of the country. And that tournament is one that's gone on maybe 4 straight years now. And we like it. We're hoping to continue it with those schools. UCF is outstanding. Florida Gulf Coast is outstanding. FAU you know, typically has pretty strong teams. But there is something there. And it'll be our most challenging tournament. And, you know, we don't want to overlook this upcoming weekend. I think they're all challenging. But that tournament, from an RPI standpoint, strength of schedule standpoint, is going to be our toughest tournament. And, you know, we've got a little streak against UCF. Florida Gulf Coast has a little streak against us. I think UCF has a little streak against it, this little triangle. And, you know, we want to, for lots of reasons, recruiting included, we want to kind of stake our claim as the top dog in Florida. And we'll get a chance to do that later in the ACC against Florida State. It seems like every couple of years we end up playing Florida in the NCAA tournament. So we're expecting all of those things. And the goal, like it is at any sport at Miami, is to make sure that when people think of the state of Florida, they think of the University of Miami first. Yeah. And we're excited for that one. That'll be great.
I think, you know, over the last, I don't know, 15, 20 years, that volleyball at the club level, even the high school level in Florida, has kind of exploded.
It really has. And, you know, I can't speak to any recruits specifically, but I think you look at our roster and there's a lot of kids from Florida, not only a lot of kids from Florida, but a lot of production from Florida. So Priscilla Hernandez is a local Miami kid. Savannah Vaught was the national, you know, prep volleyball player of the year her senior year in high school. She's from Orlando. Angela Grieve is from up the road, up in Jupiter. And so it's something that our roster has its identity rooted in the state of Florida. We want to continue to do that. And to your point, the quality of play here, I've been here going on 7 seasons now, and the quality of play, even just in the 7 years I've been here, has really elevated. And Orlando's got a lot of good volleyball. Broward County's got a lot of good volleyball. Volleyball and Miami-Dade has certainly improved a ton. And all really, really viable and even desirable recruiting locations. So to your earlier point, winning those tournaments, winning those matches, and being able to go to recruits that are from South Florida or even the state and go, yeah, UCF's great. Florida Gulf Coast is great. Florida State's great. And we're just a little bit better. That's really important. And it comes up probably more than people realize that those kids, they pay attention to those matches and who's winning them. And they want to win them when they're here. And so we want to win them to get them here. And but, yeah, it's South Florida, the volleyball is heading in the right direction, I think.
And like every other Olympic sport inside the ACC, Women's volleyball is top shelf. So when you get to conference play, every single one of those matches is going to be extremely difficult.
It absolutely is. And I think this year, the ACC has just been fantastic. Typically, when you think of the top conferences in college volleyball, the Power Fives obviously are a huge deal. Typically, what you find is the Big Ten and the Pac-12, and then right behind that is the ACC and the SEC. And for this season, through the first two weekends, the ACC has the strongest, or the highest, I should say, the highest winning percentage of any conference in the country by a considerable margin. And the level of play, I think when you start looking at the COVID year afforded to every senior last year, but that has really benefited our conference. Pittsburgh's ranked in the top five. Louisville's ranked in the top, 10 or 15 or whatever it is. And North Carolina's undefeated, and Duke's undefeated, and we're undefeated. And it's just the conference is as good as it's ever been in its entire history. And so it's going to be a really exciting year. I think it's going to be a really challenging year. But to go back to that point you made earlier of resilience, I really like when we get into these tough moments against really talented teams. Our first ACC weekend is Louisville and Notre Dame, two historically great teams in our conference. When we get into those moments on the road, so we're going to Louisville, we're going to Notre Dame, I like our chances in difficult moments just because of that resilience. So the ACC is as good as it's ever been. We're excited for that. We think we're as good as we've ever been. And to see where we stand will be a lot of fun. But the conference is going to be a grind this year, and I mean that in the best way possible.
Casey, you've been a great guest. Thank you for taking the time to join us and talk a little bit about the women's volleyball program. It deserves some mention. 5-0, big matches coming up this weekend. Very best of luck this weekend and best of luck this season. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me. Appreciate you guys.
All right, that's Casey Kreider joining us, University of Miami, assistant coach of women's volleyball. Okay, so that's going to wrap things up. Back with Rewind tomorrow. If you missed the first hour of our show tonight, you can get it tomorrow. And then on Saturday, we will all be back together again at Hard Rock Stadium. All of our dear friends back at Hard Rock Stadium, tailgating, football. And let's get past Alabama. Let's go concentrate on App State. Have a great time barbecuing and tailgating. And we'll take a look at the orange and green Hurricanes. Or in this case, I think it's going to be green on green. At any rate, thanks to Danny Garcia. Thank you for joining us. And have a great night, everyone.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.